Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you that you took some time in your schedule to be with me as we share these next few minutes together. This week, we've been on the subject of answered prayer and the importance of faith. And I'd like to share a scripture with you. These are the words of Jesus found in Luke 7:23. Jesus said, "Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Have you ever been offended at the Lord? Now, that's a rhetorical question, of course, but it's something that we would not readily or easily or quickly want to agree with. But if we're honest, there are times we do get offended because prayer wasn't answered the way we expected. We were frustrated, we were disappointed, and you know, I mean, I've known some people, it's like, you don't want to pray anymore. And that is, of course, the work of the enemy. But Jesus is saying, don't be offended in me. And it is faith that's going to bring us through those difficult situations when we can't understand what's going on, but we must be able to trust Him. Sometimes it's very hard. You know, sometimes it could be your circumstances. You could find yourself in a very narrow sphere. Perhaps you're dealing with chronic sickness or an unpopular position, or when you'd hope for exciting new opportunities. And yet, we have to consider the fact that God knows what is best for us. Our environment, your environment, brother and sister, is of His determining. And what His purpose in all the stuff that we go through is to increase and intensify our faith, to draw us into a nearer and closer communion with Him, and to be able to walk in that authority, that sense of power that comes from an intimate knowledge of God, that He's a good God. He's not out to get you. He's not out to frustrate your desires. He's not out to see you suffer and go through all sorts of things. He has a purpose for it. Look at the many saints. Look at Pilgrim's Progress written in prison. Paul, the most beautiful writings of the New Testament, he was in prison. And so regardless, even if we may be literally be in a prison, as many persecuted saints of God are and have been, or a prison of circumstances where we're very restricted, we're confined, we're not able to do what we want to do. So things in our circumstances can offend us, or else it could be mental. We could be just distressed by perplexities and confusions and questions which we don't have the answer to. And, you know, sometimes when we got saved, we thought, well, praise God, the sky was always going to be clear. But many times there's heavy clouds and storms that come. But we have to believe that if difficulties remain, it is because He wants us to learn to trust Him all the more implicitly, all the more confidently. We need to trust and not be afraid. Everything will come to pass. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy comes in the morning. And sometimes the offense is spiritual, that sometimes we feel, you know, walking with the Lord, we shouldn't have to go through the temptations we go through, but His grace is magnified in temptations. Our character is matured, and heaven is sweeter at the close of the day. There's a time when we will have no more pain and suffering and anguish and sorrows, and we'll be able to look back at the twists and turns and trials of the way we've come and be able to praise the Lord. So come what will, beloved, God's will is perfect and it is welcome. And so let's make a determination. Sometimes we're not even aware we're headed that way, but let's refuse to be offended in our loving Lord. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. You know, I was thinking, well, Lord, when have I been really offended? Why? Well, I'm going to share an example of, and it's somewhat humorous. Now it is. It wasn't at the time. But this was, I think it was probably one of the worst times I was really offended at the Lord. Yes, I was. This was years and years ago. Neil had just acquired his dad's old Ford van, and we were going to go camping in it. So this was our first camping trip together. I love to camp to this day. Brother Glass just did it because he loved me. His idea of camping was a Holiday Inn. Anyway, we had just acquired a little tiny puppy, and so we were headed out. We decided we were going to go down to Big Sur. So we took a back way in, and I don't know what town we was at, Gilroy. I don't remember what town. We had just had the transmission repaired, and all of a sudden, the van started steaming. I mean, smoke. It was steam was coming out of it. And of course, when we finally got to town, we pulled into a mechanic shop. And he said, oh, you changed his transmission. Well, you should have. It's the radiator now that needs to be replaced. So, okay, how long is that going to take? He could get on it. So we had to leave the van there. We took our puppy and we tried to find a motel that would take a puppy. God undertook. We did. And next morning, we went and got the van. All was well. We were looking forward to a successful trip. So as we hit Highway 1, we went into, turned into the Big Sur campground and had a very pleasant evening. I taught Sabrina, my puppy, how to swim. She was part Newfoundland. And anyway, the next morning we thought, we're going to go to the ocean. We pulled out of the campground to make a right turn on Highway 1. We got just a tiny ways, and then we heard this terrible noise. Now, I don't know a thing about vehicles, but I knew it was a very bad noise. The rear axle had gone out, and we had to be towed back to San Jose, where an elder who was a mechanic was able to work on the car, and he had to drive us home. I didn't talk to the Lord for a couple of days. I was really upset. I mean, here we are, just wanted to take a few days to go camping, and it just was a total catastrophe. So, beloved, we all can relate to times of offense. It's funny now, but it wasn't for me at the time because I'd been so looking forward to it. It was our first trip with our little puppy. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that because I can enjoy it now looking back, but not at the time I was offended. Let me share a poem with you, and it's by Frieda Hanbury Allen. And I'll just read it. Blessed is he whose faith is not offended when all around his way the power of God is working out deliverance for others day by day. Though in some prison drear his own soul languish till life itself be spent, yet still can trust his Father's love and purpose and rest therein content. Blessed is he who through long years of suffering cut off from active toil still shares by prayer and praise the work of others and thus divides the spoil. Blessed art thou, O child of God, who sufferest and canst not understand the reason for thy pain, yet gladly leavest thy life in his blessed hand. Yea, blessed art thou whose faith is not offended by trials unexplained, by mysteries unsolved, past understanding, until the goal is gained. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, yesterday I shared a few testimonies. I never do that. It's very rare. But I want to share one from a sister writing from Oakland. She says, and I just want to share, God puts a real love in my heart for the partners, those who write. And she expressed it beautifully. Thank you for all the prayers that you've prayed for me and on behalf of my family and friends. I think there's something very special about prayer. It seems to create love in the heart, and it seems to bond relationships with that same love. You've been a dear friend to me. Please continue to pray. And then there is a letter from a sister. Oh my goodness, I'm just going to read it, talking about this special relationship that comes from a very personal correspondence ministry. I really love and care for those who, and everyone who writes, but some have written for decades. Dear Sister Judith, this is from Chico. I want to thank you always for being there in my life faithfully all these years, since my son, who was a baby in my arms when I first saw you in Fairfield, California. We were having services. That's when I first saw you, and you and two other women walked to the back where I was sitting and gave me a word. But you said, over and over, Jesus loves you. Maybe about 10 times until I broke and cried. I was so down then. You faithfully wrote me all these years. My son is now 21 years old. You've been a big part of my life, and I've always felt like you were right with me wherever I went through or wherever I moved. I have such love and appreciation for you more than I can say. Each month I watch for your letter like a child waiting for Santa. She says, your letters bless me. I've kept them over the years in a big box. My daughter has told me, Mom, when you leave this world, I will read all your letters in that box. I know how special Judith is to you, and I will keep them. Praise God. Well, now you wonder why I love my partners. They're just so precious. I love all of God's people, but it's very special and exciting when someone new writes, because then I get to develop a written relationship with them. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time has drawn to a close, and I do thank you for your prayers. Always pray with me for what the Lord would have me to share so that we can all grow together in the Lord and move on into the maturity that Christ has for us, and most of all, that we will be people of faith, that we will not look at circumstances, but we will believe God for the impossible in our lives and in the lives of others. Praise God. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.